It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
Joining me this morning is Cora Scott and Anita Cotter. Cora is Director of Public Information and Civic Engagement for the City of Springfield, and Anita is Springfield City Clerk. They are joining me to discuss boards and commissions and how you can serve the community by applying to serve. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
First, Anita, can you tell us what type of person are you looking for to fill these positions and who qualifies? What are the qualifications to be on a board or commission?
We are looking for anyone who has a passion for something. We have boards that range from almost any interest you could think of. And if you're passionate about something in the city of Springfield, we probably have a board that will help you fill that passion. Requirements vary from board to board. Most of our boards require a two-year residency requirement, but we do have boards and commissions that do not require be a resident of the city that county residents can serve on as well.
You talked about residency requirements. Are there different boards for the county versus the city? I live in the county, so can I apply for city boards and commissions?
Yes, our city and our county both have boards. We also have joint boards with city, county, for instance, the Springfield Green County Park Board. And those boards have a makeup that is both city residents and county residents. And if an individual were to apply at the county level for a city board, they're going to forward it over to me. And if someone applies for a city board that's a county resident, we kind of work back and forth, vice versa, to make sure that that person can find a place to serve.
Which one is the most difficult to fill, do you find? Are there some that are more difficult to fill than others? And specifically, you want to speak to that and encourage people to apply?
Some of the hardest ones to fill have special requirements. Our Building Trades Examination and Certification Board deals with all things building. And the problem is that is a board that does require city residency. We have a very hard time finding individuals for that board based on that residency requirement. Citizens Tax and Oversight Committee is also a board we have a very hard time. It's a very important board. They review all of us sales taxes and taxes that the city has in place, and they kind of are oversight to ensure that those are being spent appropriately and that we're meeting our promises to the community. It's a lot of numbers. If you have a CPA background or you just are one of those people that just thrives in a numbers environment, this is definitely the board for you.
So what's the process for applying for these positions? And who makes the selection?
Actually, the selection for boards and commissions are split up. We have 27 boards and commissions. They're split up between four different appointing authorities: the city manager, the mayor, and our public involvement committee, which consists of the zone council members, actually do basically a third of each board. We have two boards that are appointed by the committee of the whole, and that's our City Utilities Board, Board of Public Utilities, and our Police Civilian Appeals Board. And those are actually appointed by the full council. Once those recommendations are given, they come back to the full council for ratification.
So Cora, why is it important for these positions to be filled in, and why are they important to the community as a whole?
These positions are just crucial to the functioning of our city government. And with, 25 standing boards and commissions providing hundreds of opportunities for citizens to get involved, what I tell people is there's something literally for everyone. And I encourage people to go directly to the website, springfieldmo.gov, and type in boards and commissions into the search field. And that will bring up to the top the current vacancies. And from there, you can kind of dive deeper. But We are a community fueled by volunteers, if you think about it. Not only are these hundreds of people volunteering to help keep our government functioning, our city council members and our mayor are volunteers as well. So it's a great training ground for if you also want to pursue a career in public service or an elected to run for office. So we like to see young people, old people, everybody. Joining in and participating, because there's just a lot of different opportunities.
Do you want to give that web address again for more information?
Yes, I would go to springfieldmo.gov and type into the search field boards and commissions. That will bring up the page that gives you the current vacancies at the top. And that's the easiest way to get into apply.
Great. Well, I hope some of our listeners will go there and apply and become crucial volunteers for our community. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
My guests this morning have been Cora Scott and Anita Cotter. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri celebrating 40 years of making democracy work. This and other Making Democracy Work programs can be found at ksmu.org. Thanks for joining us.